The government of South Africa has summoned the newly appointed United States ambassador after remarks he made about a controversial anti-apartheid chant sparked diplomatic tension. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Leo Brent Bozell III, who assumed the post last month, drew criticism after publicly questioning a legal ruling concerning the chant "Kill the Boer." While some critics argue the chant constitutes hate speech, South Africa's Constitutional Court of South Africa has previously ruled that it does not violate the law. In response, Pretoria issued a formal diplomatic protest, known as a démarche, saying it viewed the ambassador's comments as inappropriate. Officials said the remarks appeared to dismiss the authority of the country's judiciary. Bozell made the comments during a business event in the coastal town of Hermanus, where he outlined several issues he believed the country should address. His statement that he did not care about the court's ruling triggered backlash from government officials. Following the controversy, the ambassador issued a clarification, saying he was committed to working constructively with South Africa, and that the US respected the independence of its judicial system. South Africa's foreign minister, Ronald Lamela, confirmed that Bozell had been called in to explain the remarks. He also stressed that relations between the two countries are mutually important, noting that South African companies maintain significant investments in the United States. According to Zane Dangor, the ambassador later expressed regret and apologized, saying he did not intend to undermine the relationship or appear dismissive of South Africa's legal institutions. Ties between Washington and Pretoria have grown strained since Donald Trump returned to the White House last year. The two governments have clashed over trade policy, diplomatic priorities, and South Africa's international partnerships. Trump has also criticized the administration of Cyril Ramaphosa, accusing it of failing to protect the country's white minority and questioning its land reform policies. South African officials have rejected those claims, saying allegations of a so-called white genocide are unsupported by credible evidence. Relations were further tested when the US imposed some of its highest tariffs on South African goods among African countries last year, adding to tensions between the two governments. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.